It's Saturday, the 21st of December. We've made it. We're now at the midway point of the winter. Shortest day, longest night. Everything is on the up from now on. Well, let's hope so. It's another cold and very blustery, windy day, overcast. At least it's dry for the moment. Seems that we've got a certain kind of weather settled on us. Not the usual frost and snow, but strong winds and rain. But it's also this day, the 21st of December. It's also the anniversary of my father-in-law, that is my wife's father, who died 33 years ago. He was only 59, took a massive heart attack. 33 years ago. Goodness grief. That's when you really think about time flying by. And Mary was very close to her dad, very close. And as we're often away on a jaunt in the car or on holiday somewhere in the country, this country that is, because he was a great man for Scotland, but he never got a chance to see it. And she'd often say to me as we were driving along or walking along a beach somewhere up north or through a forest in Perthshire, she'd often say, "My daddy would have loved this." And he would have too. He never ever really got a chance in life. So today was a kind of sad day in a way. She will think about her daddy a lot today. And, you know, no doubt head up to the cemetery for a wee visit. So it's kind of sad in a way, but on a positive side, it is this midway point of the winter. And yes, I know, being realistic, we'll get snow and frost and all kinds of things chucked at us. If not now, in the new year, for sure. But it's a turning point, and it's a turning point of not just our weather or our earth, or, oh my goodness, what else? It's turning, just a turning point. It's like I don't know. I can't even put it into words this morning. Anyway, that's the way I see it, as a turning point. And even if there's worse weather to come, every day gets longer, every night gets shorter, and all too soon it will be the middle of June, and it'll all start all over again. But let's have this next 6 months. My goodness, when you think about it in those lengths of terms, when you think the next 6 months, it's all going to change again. Oh my. So, kind of poignant day. Oh, And another thing just jumped into my mind. You wonder why this has just jumped into mind when it's so important to me. The beginning of the week, I related how Mary had medication for her swollen foot and had ended up not very well at all. And she got over that fairly quickly. And yesterday she was sick, and sick on and off during the evening. She had a new medication for her foot, and I was blaming that, but she thinks it was the chicken that we had yesterday. Just chicken pieces, but she thinks it was that. I was perfectly fine, but then I've got the constitution of a horse. Literally, I could eat anything. It would, my goodness me, I've even eaten stuff that's so mouldy and off, because I like that kind of stuff. Never bothers me, but she is tender that way. So, she says it was a chicken, it was a chicken. And she's alright this morning, she feels much, much better, but she didn't need that. Beginning of the week, one thing, at the end of the week, another thing. And all just before Christmas, you know, drain her energy. Oh my goodness. So, thank the Lord that she's feeling much, much better this morning. I don't like it when she's sick. We spent too many years when she was seriously ill with that. And every time, even if I hear her coughing and it sounds like her being sick, I'm out my seat or wherever I am, I'm running to the bathroom. And but she's fine. She's fine this morning. So that's good. My tea has gone cold already. It's cold. And there's no wee birdies here this morning. They were. They were there. Hmm.